Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and that's Bad Moon Rising by the great Creedence Clearwater Revival. Their album Green River hit number one on this day in 1969. And we open today with a conversation with folks, a little round table, on the Charm City Health Fair that's coming up. Chuma Obeneme is with us. He is a second-year medical student at the University of Maryland, Baltimore, who's helping to organize this Charm City Health Fair this year. You might remember Chuma when he came on the program after witnessing the death of Tyrone West and came in here to talk about that. Good to see you again, Chuma.
Yeah, thanks to be here.
Welcome. Glad to see medical school's going well. Dami Hahn is with us. She's daughter of Bill and Nancy, who own Fadley Seafood. Oh, at Lexington Market.
Absolutely.
Eating at that place forever and ever. That's a good spot. And Evan Lutz is with us, who is CEO and founder of Hungry Harvest, an innovative new startup based right here in Baltimore that fights food waste and hunger. In May, he graduated from the University of Maryland with a degree in business and motivation to help others. And he has a motivation to help others, and he's a Baltimore native. And good to have you all here in the studio.
Glad to be here.
So, so tell me what, Chuma, you started all this with me. So why?
Yes, why? So this is actually our 12th annual Charm City Health Fair, as you said. It's run by a Student National Medical Association. So we're kind of a student-led national organization that just kind of deals with minority issues. And this is kind of one of the ways that we give back to Baltimore City.
What do you mean by dealing with minority issues? Referring to what?
So SNMA is just like a medical organization that we have health fairs all over the U.S. and we also mostly deals with academic and professional development. So a lot of medical students who are of minority descent really just kind of have a way to interact with each other and get to know some faculty that are like underrepresented minorities, and this is kind of the organization that helps facilitate that.
And so what does Hungry Harvest have to do with this?
Well, Hungry Harvest is a mission-driven business that is focused on fighting food waste and hunger. What we do is we take some of the salvageable 6 billion pounds of surplus produce that goes to waste every year and deliver it right to people's homes or offices in Baltimore or Washington, D.C. In addition, for every bag that we sell, we donate one to a hungry family in need. So we're really trying to solve the food distribution problem that's plaguing this country, where you got all this fresh produce going to waste. But there's 23.5 million people living in food deserts, which is a huge problem. My home city of Baltimore is a big one of them. And so we'd like to go to the health fair to kind of promote healthy eating, teach people how to cook with this healthy produce that's mostly locally grown, and especially, you know, talk about the issues of food waste and hunger.
And he's giving away a huge raffle prize for people who actually end up coming out to the event.
And what is that you're giving away?
We are giving away a free half-share subscription, $120 value. So I didn't really get to talk about our products that much. So we have a half-share and a full-share. What we'll do is we'll deliver a half-share or full-share bag to your door every Sunday or Monday. It's either 5 or 10 pounds of locally grown produce. And like I said, in addition to that, we donate one for every bag that we sell. And so a half-share is being raffled away this Saturday. And super excited for it, right?
Yeah.
So tell me, it's at Lexington Market, but Fadley's has been at Lexington Market from how long?
Oh, 128 years now.
Good Lord. Just sit there and suck up those oysters all day long. But
right. So we've been promoting a healthy lifestyle and healthy living, because seafood is one of the healthiest things that you can eat. Very high in protein, omega-3s, low calorie, great health food. And we've been promoting the local Maryland and Atlantic seafood, wild caught, for 128 years now. So we're happy to be sponsoring the health fair.
So, you know, one of the things I'm thinking about what you're doing, I mean, I'm seeing that you're going to have yoga and Zumba classes and all the rest. And so, I mean, it's in Lexington Market, but where is it in Lexington Market?
So it's going to be actually in the arcade. So if you come in on the Packer Street entrance, or the Utah entrance, actually, for that matter, the middle of it is just kind of the arcade, and that's where all the booths are going to be. And what's funny is that I don't even know if Dami knows this, but when I went and actually pitched the idea to Nancy Devine, Fadley's owner, she was the one who kind of pushed us to do more interactive things at the health fair itself, like the yoga and the Zumba classes that actually give people the opportunity to exercise when they get there and learn some new poses, kind of de-stress. So
I'm curious, so what do you think this has to do with, you know, when you talk about health and your organization, Chuma, is involved with issues in black and brown communities, and young people can be physicians from those communities, and many back to those communities. And you know, surrounding Lacey Market are a lot of poor people who are there all the time.
Yeah.
In the streets, what are they? What's the relationship between the community kind of uses and walks through, and what's happening on Saturday?
So I mean, it's really, I mean, this fair, that's the reason why we have it at Lexington Market. So many times we have fairs at University of Maryland, Baltimore, that people that aren't so accessible to kind of the people in the neighborhood, right? Because they don't really go in to the university every single day. But Lexington Market, they're in there every day getting food from Bailey's or Mexican Delight, all these different places. So we're trying to essentially get a lot of these organizations that offer so many different services to people and just make it come almost like right to their door. So that's kind of what we're doing it here.
So, and this is Saturday night? All day Saturday day?
Yeah, Saturday, right? From 10 to 2 p.m. Yeah,
which is a busy time.
Yeah.
Traffic-wise.
That is exactly. Oh, I mean, that's... We're trying to get the most people coming out to it as possible. So. I mean,
because folks, so will you go outside and like pull people in?
That is actually what we're going to be doing. Yeah. So if you come by the market, we're going to have huge poster signs everywhere, so you cannot miss us.
So I mean, what for optimally? I mean, let me go back to Evan and go around the room here. I mean, what are you? What would make you think this was a success? What would be
pretty much reaching out to as many people as possible and teaching them about the issues of food waste and hunger. You know, like you said, there are a lot of it's an impoverished community around Lexington Market, one that doesn't really have access to healthy, cheap fruits and vegetables. And what Hungry Harvest does is try and provide that to people. And as long as we can educate people on how to cook with healthy fruits and vegetables, how to get access to it, how to not waste food at home, that's what our definition of success will be.
I mean, and access to me seems to me is
that's the issue.
That is the issue.
That's
because
the issue.
You know, the vast majority of most of the food cooked by small farms in Maryland that is sold at a price range that is way too expensive for most people on regular incomes to afford.
You'll go to a farmer's market and spend $60 there. I mean, it's very easy to do.
Easy,
that.
Right.
Right. And so what we're trying to do is make that accessibility and affordability to everybody that's living in a food desert. Like I said, 23.5 million Americans are living in food deserts, a lot of them in Baltimore. I mean, it's such a shame that there's so many parts of our city where it's beautiful and there's such a tight-knit community, but then there are people that just don't have access to a grocery store, don't have access to a farmer's market, and if they do have access to it, they can't afford it.
So I mean, I'm curious, and again, Damie, from your perspective, what would make this day a success for you as one of the?
Well, I think it's teaching people. What I've seen a lot is a change where a lot of the impoverished people buy pre-done, pre-packaged, already cooked food, and they're not cooking for themselves. And that's one of the things that I think could really change if they actually had vegetables to cook. But they're not. They're coming in and they're buying everything, a meal already done. And so I think it would be successful as a learning experience to see other products, especially the fresh vegetables. And it's not that we don't have fresh vegetables at the market. We do. But not an expanse of different types. There's a smaller variety.
Hmm. Shuma, how would you respond to that same idea?
Success. What would it mean?
Yeah. For the,
well, I mean, I think if people come out and just kind of see all that we're going to have to offer them. So we're going to have free dental, oral screenings, physical therapy, glaucoma screenings.
There.
Yeah. Blood pressure screening. So people really, if they come out and they just kind of take advantage of everything we're kind of trying to offer to them, that would be amazing. Also, we're doing an arts and crafts session with kids. There's a local artist, Trina Moore, who's going to be teaching kids how to make art from recycled goods. So it could become like a new pastime for some people if they really like it.
So what medically, again, go over what people can expect to have that day.
Okay, so there's going to be oral screenings. We're having the School of Dentistry is going to be there. Physical therapy, they're going to be teaching people how to improve flexibility and posture. We're also going to have glaucoma screenings as an organization, Sight Savers. They're going to be testing people's intraocular pressure. That's just how you test for glaucoma. And then there's also going to be blood pressure screenings. That's also kind of partnering with the School of Physical Therapy on that, too. So that's all going to be there. So people need to come out because it's going to be good.
So will there be food there for folks as well?
Well, I mean, it's in Lexington Market, so there's going to be lots of food. And that's what's cool about all our sponsors. Like, Mexican Delight have some of the best burritos. You know, I think they rival Chipotle to me, and they're going to be there. Mary Marvis is just an amazing deli with great roast beef. They're going to be there. And then Constance with, you know, this hot roasted peanuts, homemade chili, candy, and then, of course, Bailey's, which is, you know, Damie's in the room, so... We're going to have tons of options for people to choose from, and it's going to be good. You know, we're excited.
I mean, Failies is what you think of. Think of Lexington Market and who's still there from the beginning.
That's right. That's right.
Historic.
It's you.
Yeah. It's still serving great fresh seafood.
Yes.
So, cool. I mean, if you could pinpoint, I'll start with Chuman and Evan just chime in and Damie as well, but especially as a rising young medical student, what you would pinpoint as the kind of key issues that people are facing that you would like to see overcome, and how this begins to touch the the surface of this, what you're doing this weekend. But right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the main things are, it's just, we talked about access with kind of like the food deserts, but there's also just people don't know about services that are offered at affordable prices, right? We tried to get Shepherd's Clinic down because they offer, you know, free health care.
Free health care.
Yeah.
So many people do not know about Shepherd's Clinic.
Yeah. And, I mean, I wish they could have come down, but not able to. But there are just so many different places. We're going to have Movable Feast there, which helps out people with HIV/AIDS. There's just so many different organizations that people don't know about. And they're offering services to them, you know, at affordable or even free of charge. So it's...
But you have this health fair, so I'm curious from you and what you think the biggest needs are when it comes to what is being neglected, not seen, not taken care of.
What's being not seen, not taken care of?
If I can chime in,
please.
I think, you know, obviously I'm going to say it's healthy eating. It starts with healthy eating. And I was talking with one of my family friends this past week who is a social worker, and she tried to live on a $20 a week budget. For food, $20 for food.
Right.
And, you know, she's a smart lady. She went to law school. She has a master's, all this. As she started to eat that stuff, the fast food, the Cheetos, everything, like, processed, all of a sudden, doing 4 + 4, she couldn't do it. Her neurons weren't firing. You know, her brain wasn't functioning. She wasn't awake. She was exhausted. She just wasn't as efficient as a worker. And so when you start healthy eating and cooking at home and eating your leafy greens, that doesn't just help your body.
But you just said it right there, Evan. You said that one of the things that she faced was not being able to get the leafy greens or anything else because of the money she didn't make or didn't have.
Exactly. Right? And so our biggest thing is making that affordable and accessible, and that's what Hungry Harvest is trying to do. You know, when you start eating healthy, your brain starts getting better to say, maybe I'll go get a job today. Maybe I'll go for a run today. Maybe I'll be productive today. And so for me, I think it starts with healthy eating.
So, I agree.
So, I mean, I think that in their lives, the kind of really crux of the issue and the problem. And, I mean, if you were to connect that with people coming into this, I mean, how do you make that – how do you think you create that bridge from people coming into something like this health fair, which I think is important to do, to sustain that kind of healthy living, sustain the access to medical care and health care?
I mean, I think – we're going to encourage all of our vendors who are going to be there to not just give out pamphlets or not just, you know, have short two-word conversation with people who come up to their booth, but really talk to them about how they can take advantage of these resources long-term, right? Because it's not – we could have, you know, 100 different health cares, or there might be 20 other ones that are going on in Maryland that day, right? But I mean, I'm going to – because I'm very involved with – all the operations that are kind of going on that day, is that I want to talk to each one of the vendors coming and say, please talk to, you know, the citizens in the Baltimore, not just give them a pamphlet, but like make an actual personal connection with the people who are going to be coming, because that's the thing that's going to stick, right? They're not, after this one day, we can't just see people kind of fall by the wayside. We want them to like come back and then just continue to get or utilize these resources. So that's really one of the most important things, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think that to me would be one of the kind of critical you know, critical measures. This is bringing people in, but then being able to sustain it.
Yeah.
Beyond the health fair.
It's up to the vendors really to make sure that they don't just pitch their business or pitch, you know, how to live sustainably. They really teach people how to live sustainably and make sure they follow up with people.
So let's take a walk through. So here I am. I'm coming to Lexington Market on Saturday. Yes. Don't even know this thing is happening. It's happening right inside Lexington Market.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
Here we are.
And I'm walking in, so what happens? What happens to me in those 2 hours when I walk through with my...
So when you first come in, you're going to have to register at a table, right? Because we want some information from you, right? Like, what's your age? Where do you live in Baltimore? We have like a whole extensive questionnaire that's kind of going to go through and get some demographics about people just so we kind of have that idea. And then you're going to have, because you sign out this questionnaire and we kind of trouble you for that, you get one raffle ticket. So that means you're going to be able to win, whether it's a $50 gift card to... Lexington Market, $120 half share value, or tons of other prizes that we have that day. So then at 10:30, if you brought, let's say, your kids or you want to learn about recycled goods, you can go and do a session with Trina Moore. You can go learn some postures with Bonnie Tarantino from the Center for Integrative Medicine.
Oh, yeah. It's a very important center that Maryland has. It's very unique. And very
She's super excited about teaching people how to de-stress with yoga poses or Tai Chi. She's going to be doing tons of different stuff there. Also, we're going to have urban agriculture. So Naima, she's going to be there and teaching people how to make window pots. So if you want to do that, get into it. And then, you know, after you check out some of the vendors, whether it be healthy homes, healthcare access, family connections, movable feasts, you can go up and then get free screening for blood pressure, glaucoma.
So let's say I come in and I get the screen for blood pressure and it says, oops, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Is there someone there to help you follow up and go somewhere else?
Yeah, so that's what's really cool is that so most of this is the whole kind of production is very much student led, but we're also going to have physicians who are going to be there.
Medical school student led.
Yeah, medical student led.
It may be clear, right?
People who know a little bit, right? But there's also going to be physicians there who are going to, you know, if something does pop up, they're going to be there to kind of help you through the process and talk to you more about where you can go to get more long-term sustained care.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was trying to get to earlier. So that's really an important piece of this.
Yeah. We wouldn't just kind of have this out there if it wasn't.
Buffer's high. Nice. Go have that cake.
Well, make sure you don't eat some of my sponge on the way out. But it's like really want to, you know, deal with people when they come there. And I don't think we have this opportunity on a normal day, right? I think because we're kind of going to be in your face at Lexington Market, we really have an opportunity to kind of meet you where you're at and deal with you.
And as you said, for kids, there's space for you to bring children and have them activities as well.
Yes, we're going to have a really big arts and crafts session with Trina Moore. I think that's going to be – she's super excited about it. I've been helping her kind of pick out some of the supplies and stuff, so she's very happy. Well,
so how are you studying for all your medical exams and doing this at the same time?
Don't tell us, professors. I know. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. No. Well, it's funny because, you know, it's been a little less sleep this week, but I think I'm really excited about this this fair. I think, you know, in the end, after all the hard work has been put in, I think I'm going to be happy about the way it turns out.
Well, a good physician has to learn to live without sleep anyway.
Hey,
or less sleep than others, right?
I'm learning that right now.
Is the raffle taking place?
It'll take place at the fair. The drawing's at 1:30?
It's going to be at about anywhere from 1 to 1:15. We have a lot of things to give away, so it might it's going to be pretty long. I don't know. So
cool. Yeah. And I take it Fadley's is excited to be part of this.
Absolutely. We like being part of Lexington Market and the community, and we're happy to give back and be part of it.
So I think it's also so cool that Fadley's has never left Lexington Market. That's where you are.
That's our cornerstone.
And it's been an institution.
Unbelievable.
It's a rock.
It is. I love Fadley's. I'm a huge fan. So that's Dami Hahn, who is the daughter of Bill and Nancy, who own Fadley's Seafood at Lexington Market. Evan Lutz is with us, CEO and founder of Hungry Harvest, innovative new startup right here in Baltimore, trying to fight food waste and hunger in our community. And Shubha Obanemi is with us again, second-year medical student at, I can't believe it's been 2 years now,
you're checking in this, know, right?
At the University of Maryland School of Medicine, who's helping to organize this Charm City Health Fair. And quick, the details for the fair.
So the details for the fair, it's going to be this Saturday, which is tomorrow, at Lexington Market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. If you don't know where that is, There's going to be big signs. It's 400 West Lexington Street, Baltimore, Maryland. And come out. There's going to be tons of health screenings. We're going to have yoga, Zumba, so many vendors. If you're not at the fair, I really don't know what you're doing. So please come out.
Juma, great to see you again. Good to meet you both.
Good to meet
and,
you.
And thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much.
On our way to break, the amazing Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, which hit number one on this day in 1970. The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com.